At 6:30, it is cloudy, 65 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Benny Shelby's attorneys rest their case in the Tulsa police officer's manslaughter trial for the fatal shooting of Terrence Crutcher.
The final witness was David Klinger, a university professor and former cop who studies police use of deadly force. Klinger said Shelby's emotional reactions during the shooting and a subsequent interview aren't unusual. He also testified that officers who wait to see a gun before shooting could be shot up to four times before they can react. Asked by prosecutors whether that means cops' decisions to shoot are based entirely on perception, Klinger said, quote, "Officers never know for sure unless bullets are flying. They are about to be shot at," unquote. The case goes to the jury Wednesday. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
One person is dead as a tornado slices through Elk City in western Oklahoma. The twister hit a suburb last night. Officials say up to 100 homes sustained damage. Power is out in parts of Tulsa this morning. This after strong winds blew through here around 5 o'clock this morning. The storm has left some 5,000 customers offline. Seeking to close an $878 million budget gap with time running out, Oklahoma lawmakers take up the so-called big bill. It would have raised $386 million. It failed last night. The House Minority Leader, Scott Inman, says Oklahomans deserve better.
We're in this mess because of $1.5 billion for the income tax cuts, $2 billion for the tax credits and exemptions, and the most generous gross production tax cuts of any major oil and gas producing state in the nation. We're not in this mess because cigarettes are too cheap or because gas prices are too cheap.
Revenue bills have to be approved by the end of this week. Claremore police and the OSBI continue to look into a fatal home invasion. 22-year-old Dakota Rex was shot and killed during an incident early yesterday at Claremore. A man is hospitalized after being hit by a freight train last night near 1st and Lawton in downtown Tulsa. It appears the man was sleeping with his head on the tracks. The engineer saw the man, blew the train's horn. The man got up, but was still sideswiped by the train. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper shoots and kills a 48-year-old man. This after authorities at Wewoka say he took a relative hostage and later aimed a crossbow at law enforcement personnel.
He'd made the comment that he wasn't going back to jail, and he just was desperate. They did say that he was under the influence of some drugs.
The patrol's Kara Philippine says they were assisting the Seminole County Sheriff's Department in serving warrants at the time. Our weather forecast, the rain is tapering off, but look for some gusty winds today and a high of 86. Partly clear tonight and mild, 67 for an overnight low. And a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with some late day storms and a high of 87. Right now, cloudy and 65. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.